glad you're here.
Welcome to Mark and Friends for Thursday, November 17th. I'm Tim Nelson from the WLUJ Great News Media Studios, where we invite you to our two-day Remember in December special open house celebration coming up on Friday, December 9th from 1 to 4 p.m. and Saturday, December 10th from 11 till 3. Be sure to check our website for more details at WLUJ.org.
Oh, my. Ticklish Reuben from way down in Old Vermont. I've been tickled by almost everything. I've been tickled by a feather. I've been tickled by a wasp. I've been tickled by a yellow bumblebee.
Today on the program, we're talking about laughter. What does the Bible say about laughter? Well, laughter is an amazing ability that God gave us all. It helps us cope with sadness in life. The Bible gives us examples of when to laugh and when not to laugh. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 4, Scripture says, "There is a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance." And I hope you'll find this a great time for you to start your day or end your day, depending on when you're listening, to enjoy the God-given gift of laughter. Here's Great News Media pastor Alistair Begg.
I was invited when I was in Edinburgh to speak to a gathering of the Overseas Missionary Fellowship. Students, university students, some medics, a lot of guys from New College in Edinburgh. People like Ian Hamilton were there and stuff like that. And they asked me to give three talks at this retreat. It started late on a Friday evening. And the theme of the retreat was mission in the last days. Well, I was at this time probably 24 maybe. And what I knew about mission in the last days could have been put on a postage stamp. So I looked in the Bible. I thought, well, where is there something about the last days? I said, well, 2 Peter. And it seems kind of missional. So I said, fine, I'll do 2 Peter. So I prepared these talks, a chapter, a talk in 2 Peter. Foolish, beyond belief. And they started, it's always the thing where the people come late and then they have a big meal. The room is sweaty and it's like 9:30 and they go ahead, you know? And the people are starting, they're like this to begin with, and I haven't even begun speaking. And so I told him, I know that many of you know a lot more about this than I do. And what Peter is trying to say in this is this. And I know many of you are students and you know a lot about this. And we have that. And, you know, and eventually, you know, I was longing for like death, anything, no, just anything. And there was a man sitting like this on a front row. He had a navy blazer on. He kept his leg like this the whole time. And he was just slightly underneath me. He never took his eyes off me. And it was very intimidating. And I dribbled to a conclusion. And they had a book stall, that one of those old, you know, the ones they carry around. And so I said, amen. And I went round behind the book stall to get out here so that I'd never see anyone again for ever in my entire life. And as I just got behind the bookstall, a hand grabbed me. And I turned around. It was the guy with the navy blue jacket. And you probably know this guy. His name was David Patterson. He's now gone to glory, but he was a wonderful preacher and a free church minister. And he said, he's from the Highlands of Scotland. He said, may I have a wee word with you? And what am I going to say? I said, yeah. He said, my name is Davy Patterson, and I'm on the OMF Council. Okay, fine. And he says, what you said tonight about the breaking down of an entry into, you know, that you'll make an abundant entry into heaven, King James Version. He said, that was very good. He said, but that was the only thing that was good. And then he said, If you had said one more time what Peter is trying to say, I would have stood up and shouted out. Because, son, Peter was not trying to say anything. Peter was saying things. It was you that was trying to say something. And you weren't very good at it. And he said, why do you keep saying everyone in the room knows more about it than you? Even if they do, don't say that. Now, he said, when you stand in that place, son, you are God's man with God's word. And if you've got a filet mignon, so to speak, or if you've got a pound of hamburger, it doesn't matter. You've got what you've got. And deliver what you have without apology. And don't ever say these things again, he said. And he said, and I would just like to pray with you. So standing right behind the bookstore, he puts his arm around me and he prays for me. And I then definitely had to go. I went in my room. I wept like a child. I wept like a child for what I had done, what I hadn't done, what I did. And he told me, he says, son, the only reason I'm telling you this is because I think you may have a chance.
That's beautiful.
And before he died, when he was living in a little cottage in Brora up in the Highlands of Scotland, 2 or 3 years ago, I went to find him because I was at the Northern Convention in Inverness. But I went to the butcher. And I went to the butcher and I got 3 steaks.
Oh, that's good.
And a pound of mince. And I went, I rang his doorbell and I had a bag. And I said, Davy, is it steak or is it mince? And he said, son, it doesn't matter.
That's Pastor Alistair Begg, heard throughout the week and weekend on every one of these great news media stations on the Truth for Life broadcast. Well, known as one of today's most gifted communicators, Michael Jr. brings laughter and encouragement to audiences all over the world. He was part of a Moody Radio special presentation that aired on many of these great news media stations this past Saturday afternoon at 4 p.m., He uses comedy and dynamic storytelling to inspire audiences to discover and activate their God-given purpose. His unique skill set has landed him on stages like the Global Leadership Summit, Family Life Today, Impact Church, and many of the late-night TV talk shows. Well, his mission, he says, is to make laughter commonplace in uncommon places, meaning that he also seeks opportunities to share his gift with those in homeless shelters and prisons, all for the glory of God. You can find him in Sony Pictures feature film War Room, as well as starring roles in Selfie Dad, Laughing on Purpose, and More Than Funny. Here's Michael Jr.
You ever hear somebody tell you an amazing story about how they almost got killed? I know it sounds like it's a skirt in Ireland, but that's how black people say it. Killed, you know, man, if I would have turned this way, man, I would have got killed. Something told me to go the other way. I didn't want to be a Christian either for a long time because some Christians are creepy. There's some creepy Christians. It's creepy everything. It's creepy Muslims, but some Christians is creepy. You ever had somebody, they talk about God and their voice change all of a sudden? Like, yo, man, how you doing? Oh, I'm cool. Can I tell you about the Lord? What is wrong with your voice? What's wrong with your voice? Where somebody start praying in the middle of your conversation? You was just having a conversation. Yo, you see the game? That was a good game. Man, that game was good, God. We just thank you for being so holy, Lord. You're so awesome. I'm like, are we praying right now? You are creepy. Before I became a Christian, I would ask a girl out, and this one girl, I remember, she said, I'm dating Jesus. I didn't know what that meant. Now I realize she was just saying she wanted to get closer to God before she started dating. Back then, I had no idea. I thought she was dating Jesus. A month later, she called me up and said, you still want to go out? I'm like, did you break up with Jesus? I'm like, I don't know for sure, but I think it was your fault. Whatever happened, it was your. Now you coming to me? You are confused. Because you got different types of Christians. This is what I found out. You got Christians who are cool. You can hang around with them. Iron sharpen iron relationships. Right? Then you got Christians who may have a little limp in their walk. They got the hat on, but the shoes don't match. Then you got Christians who, I'm just going to put this out there. You ever know somebody that was oversaved? Don't look at them. Don't look at them. You can't even have a regular conversation with him. He's like, hey, man, I'm thirsty. You thirsty? Thirsty for the Lord. Thirsty for the Lord. Hey, I lost my keys. Could you help me find my keys? You need the keys to the kingdom. I'm like, yeah, I didn't drive a kingdom. Yeah. I drove a Toyota. I know as soon as I said oversaved, some of y'all had somebody in mind, but if you didn't, somebody had you in mind. You could be oversaved. You ain't know it. Now I got to let you know that you oversaved. A couple indicators to let you know you oversaved. Just a couple indicators. If you don't mess around with computers because it got a cursor. I'm sorry. If you rebuke vacuum cleaners because it's a dirt devil. I got an aunt that's oversaved. She messes up television shows for us. We're watching Extreme Makeover Home Edition. At the beginning of the show, they always tell you the sad story about the people. My aunt gonna start praying for them. Lord, help them get a new house, Lord. Just. They're gonna get a new house. They're gonna get a new house. She's like, yes, you gotta believe. I'm like, you got to have cable is what you got to do.
That's Michael J. reminding us all that laughter is a gift from God on this edition of Mark and Friends for Thursday, November 17th. If you're a Southern Gospel fan, you will know in just seconds who these next two voices are. It's a clip from a special Gaither get-together featuring Mark Lowry, Bill Gaither, and if you listen real closely, you may notice J.D. Sumner from the Stamps Quartet coming in at the end.
A lot of folks have asked how this all got started. We grew up around the radio and loved to hear WSB in Atlanta and a lot of the great stations that would broadcast this great music. And this is a song that started all of it. Anthony put me in a... No. Just sit down, Mark. I don't know.
Well, you looked over here.
No, I was looking at Anthony.
Well, with those eyes crossing, I can't ever tell.
Anthony, put me in G flat, okay?
Anthony, just put him in G. He'll flat it himself.
Mark, for crying out loud.
What?
This is, I'm trying to explain to them.
They already know.
No, they have never, I'm trying to explain to them, this is how this thing got started. When I was a little boy, Mark.
Yeah?
Back in those cold old Indiana mornings.
Oh.
I would get up like 5:30 in the morning and milk the cows.
Why? Did y'all not know you could get that for $1.39 in a carton? And you could sleep till the crack of noon.
Yeah. But you'd miss the beautiful sunrises. They used to be beautiful on those cold old snowy mornings.
And I figure if the Lord wanted me to see the sunrise, he'd put it in the middle of the day. But this is how it all got started. You'd be milking them cows.
Yeah.
Listening to Jake on the radio.
And I tell you something else, too. These great old writers, like Albert Brumley,
yeah,
they just knew how to put rhyme schemes together. It's not easy to write a gospel song.
No, you should know.
Yeah.
If you hadn't married Gloria, you still wouldn't have written a gospel song.
Come on!
Ha 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 ha.
Let's see, where was I?
Atlanta.
I know I'm in a...
But those Albert Brumley songs, you were talking about how hard it is to write. And it is hard. I've written a couple myself.
Yeah.
It's hard to rhyme hallelujah. You got what's it to you? Glad I knew ya. And maybe we'll tattoo you, but only on certain kind of songs.
Or I'm going to sue you.
Oh. Yeah, you could use that.
This is the...
Get your hand down. They'll think you're Pentecostal.
Mark, just shut up. Boy, the poor character...
Don't scratch it. It'll come off.
Mark, that...
It's too pretty to be your hair.
No, come on. But...
He had a whole team working on it
come
in the back.
On, don't tell him.
Blow dryers, curling irons, false eyelashes. He had it all.
Coming on him. But...
But
this is a song that I heard, and you listen to it. It goes like this. Turn your lights down low and listen to the masters.
Get it, Bill.
Radio.
You shook my seat. It vibrated. Do it again, Bill. Do it again. Come on, one more time. One more time. That's the most excitement I had all morning.
Turn your lights down. I mean, turn Mark's mic down low. Listen to the Masters radio. Get in touch with God. Turn your radio.
Station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on, turn your radio on. If you want to feel those good vibrations coming from the joy that his love can bring, turn your radio on, turn your radio on. Turn your radio on and listen to the music in the air. Turn your radio on and glory share. Turn your lights down low and listen to the Master's radio. Get in touch with God. And turn your radio on. Everybody is a radio receiver. All you gotta do is listen for the call. Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on. If you're listening, you'll be a believer, leaning on the truth that'll never fall. Get in touch with God. Turn your radio on. Turn your lights down low. Listen to the Master's radio.
Turn your lights down low and listen to the Master's radio.
Get in touch with God. Turn your radio on.
Randy Travis with the Dixie Echoes tune, Turn Your Radio On, from Mark and Friends for this Thursday. Tim Hawkins has a story to tell. He went away on an all-guys trip for quite a while, came back, and, well, he was just a little surprised at the greeting that he got from his wife after she had been with the kids at home the whole time while he was away.
But if there's one message out there, I don't know, I think it's for the fathers out there. If you guys, any of you guys are married and your wife stays home with the kids all day, when you get home from work, she needs a break. You know, she just needs to go somewhere. Yeah, that's the truth. Now, I've been married 15 years. I learned that the hard way. Came in from a three-day trip. I walk in the door, and my wife's just standing there waiting for me. Honey, I'm home. Yeah, I heard you pulling up. Can I have a hug?
What's the problem?
You need to take the kid somewhere. And you need to do it now.
Okay. Where do you want me to take him?
I don't give a rip where you take him. Just get out of here.
Okay, we're gonna leave. Let's get in the car. She's here. Get in the car! We're gonna go. We'll be back at June. So I get my kids in the car, man, and we're just sitting there. I didn't know where to go. We're just, okay. I took them to Home Depot. I didn't know what to do. I don't know, that's where guys find peace, at the Home Depot. Just look at hammers for a while, you know? That was not the right choice that particular day. Folks, you can't let your kids run off at the Home Depot. Because I don't know, you have not lived your life till you turn the corner at a Home Depot and see your youngest son using a display toilet. I'm just getting real here. There's a Kodak moment for you right there. Any of you parents got an answer for that little quandary? Huh, James Dobson, why don't you focus on my family for a while? Mr. Smarty Pants. And he's going to town. He don't care. The manager's looking right at me. I'm like, hey. Yeah, that's my boy. Should be done in a minute here. Y'all take Visa. Okay, good. That's good. Just what Daddy wanted, a turquoise toilet. And why don't you just throw a microwave on top of that bad boy? We'll call it even. Make it a package deal.
There's Tim Hawkins with his story about giving mom a break. I hope today's Mark and Friends program has put a smile on your face as we celebrate the gift of laughter. It's a gift from God, and it helps us through the day, helps us through certain situations, right? I hope you'll join us tomorrow. Mark will be back hosting at 7:32 a.m. Then we'll have a replay for you at 7:32 p.m. Illinois time on this great news media station.